those guys in Belleville, the Belleville Three, if you will, really were the guys that took the best of everything that Mojo was doing, some of the weird shit that I was playing, Ultravox, the early electronic bands, OMD, if you will, and kind of put it into a completely different package. And, you know, at the time, you got to remember hip hop, general beats for hip hop, like 98 beats a minute up to maybe like 102 for some of the thumpier stuff. Whereas these guys were spinning in clubs where there was generally a ton of white kids, and white kids cannot, generalizing, they cannot really dance to something if it's too slow. You've got to give them that fucking in your face, you know, 132 beats a minute plus. Because at that point, it turns into a song you can just jump around and pogo and do whatever the fuck you want. It doesn't require a lot of hip action. It doesn't require knowing how to dance. You can just jump around to it. So when those guys started doing that techno stuff, you know, whatever they eventually called techno, I don't even know how the word techno came out of it, but it was just fucking bizarre to think that these guys had taken everything that had been happening in Detroit before that and influenced a culture, which is still technically happening today, because the underground dance scene is now taken on with the Calvin Harris's of the world, to the point where people will show up at gigs. They don't even know who the fuck this guy looks like. Nobody knows what, you know, Deadmau5 looks like for the most part. But it was all started by those guys there who basically took this whole concept, took it to Europe. Europe made it freaking huge to the point where it's almost abominably huge still to this day. You know, it's just fucking bizarre.